ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by NameOnAnything.com. From the seedy side of Sunny Slope, Arizona, the section of Phoenix the locals call the Devil's Hemorrhoid, we are very proud to present the fourth annual and completely unnecessary Shabby Awards. And now, would you please welcome the only two idiots foolish enough to get roped into hosting this dung heap of a show 4 years in a row, Ryan McKay and A.D. Adams.
Hey, Dr. Dre, all right. Good to see you, buddy.
Hey,
all
right.
Holy crap. Wow.
Oh, there she is. Hey, how you doing over there?
Hey, this is fantastic. I'm glad to see you. Hey, call me tomorrow. Come on.
Wow, beautiful. Everybody looks so beautiful.
I think I'm
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, mods and rockers, punks and proggers, and other gormandizers of all things shabby. Welcome, and do we have a great show in store for you this evening?
No.
No what?
No, we don't have a great show in store for you this evening, probably.
But how can you say that? Tonight's extravaganza highlights the very best of what the Shabby Road Record Show has to offer.
Have you heard what Shabby Road has to offer? The very best of crap, Ryan, is still crap.
But what about the pageantry? The celebrities, the excitement of the winners taking home a cheap-ass plastic statue?
The only pageantry that ever took place in here was the Parasites Paradise Parade of the cockroaches and bedbugs just before the exterminators came to kill them all.
Okay, I'll give you that, but what about the celebrities? Surely they must impress you, no?
No, sure, yeah, right. If you call crack whores, hapless hobos, and armed robbers celebrities, I couldn't agree more.
You're so right about that. It's nice to see Sunny Slope fully represented for this exciting gala.
Well, indeed it is, Ryan. And speaking of exciting, that's a spectacular tuxedo you're wearing this evening. Is that Dior? Loren? Hugo Boss?
No, it's actually the carcass of a real penguin I managed to stretch out and squeeze into. Smells great, huh?
Oh, hoo, hoo. Yeah, it's nothing less than stunning, I'll say, and snug, obscenely tight. Woo! I don't think I've ever seen such an honest and revealing outfit on a man before. Like a giant tuxedo onesie, I guess, huh?
Well, I guess the audience here tonight not only gets to be a part of this epic celebration, but they also get to play Guess Ryan's Religion with my trousers, eh?
Lucky fucking everyone, Ryan.
And you look very chic tonight as well, my friend. What is that you're wearing?
Oh, those are the skulls of my enemies. Can't really discuss it, though, until the trial is over. Something about a gag order.
One of my films.
But enough about me.
Well, AD, I think this would be a great time to introduce our very special guest co-producer this evening, Tricky Ricky Serrano, and his delightful box of rusty nuts and wires, the cantankerous Hal 5000. How have you been, Ricky?
I do cocaine!
Well, Ricky will be co-producing the show along with a luscious Liz tonight and handling all of tonight's live reads from one of our fearless sponsors, NameOnAnything.com. Go ahead, Ricky, and let's give it a whack.
Would you, could you, on some bling? Would you on some things you fling? How about on your new cock ring? They'll put your name on anything. NameOnAnything.com. And now back to our regular scheduled programming.
And we're back!
Wow, yes we are.
And rather sorry for it. Well, that was read like a well-seasoned pro, Ricky.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of well-seasoned pros, we have yet to introduce our sweet electronic battle axe, that old gearbox, our own lovely Sal 5000.
Yes, and how about that Sal 5000? She's looking fantastic tonight.
She sure is. Looked like she's wrapped in a stunning fake fur laptop case in compliance with the protest tonight, Ryan. The celebs are staging against, well, pretty much anything.
Well, you know, AD, the awards committee organizing the show this evening assured us that there will be no political speeches allowed at this award ceremony, but they are astutely aware of the fact that no one really gives a rat's ballsack of what some self-important idiot playing make-believe thinks about that stuff. Like the great Olympic rifle team captain once said, "Here we are now, entertain us."
Indeed, because a night like this truly is supposed to be a night of celebrity and celebration, and there are no doubt some big names on the red carpet tonight.
And there's some big egos as well.
Right you are, Ryan, and I can't think of a better time now than to go outside and onto the red carpet with our producer, colleague, lady on the street, and liquid mistress, our very own, luscious Liz Morgan.
Well, hey guys, here I am. I couldn't decide what to wear tonight.
Liz, can you hear us?
What?
Can you hear us?
Liz, are you there?
We're sorry, folks. We seem to have a bad connection.
Yes, hold on for a second. Folks, let's see if we can't get that fixed.
There, that ought to do it. Try it now.
All right, Liz, are you there?
Can you hear me in the studio?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, luscious Liz.
All right, god damn you guys. Will this show ever have its shit together? You finally get rid of the flesh-eating insects crawling around in that craptastic studio DNA lab, but you're still running everything through the world's shittiest equipment. Who made this microphone? Some ankle-cuffed Vietnamese five-year-old?
So, celebrity sightings, Liz. I'm guessing the big stars are still arriving and looking pretty sharp out there on the red carpet.
You guys, there are no celebrities. There are no stars. There never were. There never will be. The only thing looking pretty sharp out here is the machete of some crazy homeless guy who's walking towards me really too fast.
Wow, that was a close one. We're glad you're okay.
We sure are. Any other stars out there you could convince to say a few words to our audience?
Sure, guys. Sure there are. Oh, wait. It looks like... It is. It looks like Cher's getting out of her Uber and being dollied up onto the red carpet. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, she has really outdone herself with this year's gown. It is spectacular. This little ensemble, and I do mean little, leaves nothing to the imagination. Cher has draped what appears to be the roofied, lifeless body of a naked Andy Dick around her shoulders in a fireman's carry. And that's pretty much it. Super edgy and oh, so Cher. And wait a minute. No way. Look at that. You're not going to believe who's just got out of the Uber with her. Oh my God, guys. If this is what I think it is, this could be the single most important moment in podcast history.
Well, that sounds exciting. Tell us what's going on.
Guys, she and her partner are being rolled into the studio now. This is quite a surprise and really, really creepy, to say the least. So, are we done here yet? This crack dealer keeps hitting me up for change, and I am out of quarters. I'm extremely uncomfortable here. Seriously, how you assholes talked me into doing this again this year, I'll never know. Anyway, you should see him in a second or two. I'm fucking out of here.
We can see them now. There they are. Is that... No way. It is.
This is fucking believable. This is history being made here, people.
No way.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, she looks awful.
Dude, no shit. I mean, he still looks pretty good, I suppose, but Peterson.
Well, he died, what, like some 20 freaking years ago?
Oh, my God, I can't even look.
Oh my, this is huge. We had no idea this would be happening. The awards committee never told us a word about this.
No, this is without a doubt an historic moment in podcastery, ladies and gentlemen, as it appears that our opening number now will apparently be sung by one of the greatest pop duos of all time.
No doubt, AD. So without further ado, the 4th Annual Shabby Awards proudly presents the deceased and decaying Sonny Bono.
And the marvelously intoxicated and horrific Botoxicated Cher.
Sonny and Cher, ladies and gentlemen.
Hit it, Ringo.
They say we're dumb and we don't know that MP3s are the way to go.
Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause I got vinyl, and baby, it sounds cool.
Babe, I got records, babe. I got records, babe. I got Martin, I got Ramones, I got New York Dolls from Mikey Bones.
Well, I got Kiss and Status Quo, I got Jethro Tull and Goddamn Yellow.
Babe, I got records, babe. I got records, babe.
Oh, fuck it all.
I got Bowie at the beat. I got Medusa, the trapeze.
When I'm sad, I play Gary Moore. And when I'm drunk, I play Killer Dwarf. So let them say the final's dead. I don't care, 'cause I got money to spare.
I'll put your credit card with mine. There's no vinyl that we cannot find. Babe, I got records, babe. I got records, babe. I got all the adamant.
I got one by Buster Shazam.
I got all the Judas Priest.
And I got all the golden earrings.
I just found MC5.
I think I just banged Queen Dry.
I love me some Rolling Stone.
And I love me some Stone the Crow.
I got records, babe. I got records,
babe. I got
records, babe. I got records, babe. I got records, babe. Hey, Sharon, do you have the Gene Simmons solo album?
Oh, I got it. Oh, you don't know what I got. Oh, my God.
A fly just landed on your face. The fly just died. Are you okay?
I'm not okay.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
Did you know that Neil Meriwether threw spitballs in your hair?
For what?
Cher, are you okay?
Sonny and Cher. Sonny and Cher, everyone. That was incredible. That was incredible.
It sure was. I hope Cher's going to be okay. She fell 11 times during that song. It was very impressive the way she sang the last three quarters of that number sprawled out on the deck.
Well, she is a pro, Ryan, and appears nonetheless worse for wear. Although I think she bruised up her Andy Dick pretty badly. It's bleeding from some pretty disgusting places.
No worries. He's used to it. Besides, he's in an opiate-induced coma. He won't feel a thing till, well, at least next Thursday.
And speaking of opiate-induced comas, the awards committee chairman, Johnny Swallows, has just handed us the envelopes with the name of tonight's nominees and winners. So let's give out some shabbies, shall we?
We sure will, but before we do, AD, let's do a quick word from our sponsors.
They'll ink your name on bright beach towels, tattoo it on Madonna's jowls, paint it on a blimp in Guam, nameonanything.com. They'll put your name on anything. They fucking will, seriously. What, you call me a fucking liar?
Thanks, Ricky. Well, all right. It looks like it's about time to get down to business here, so why don't we run down the incredibly unique and super secretive process of determining the winners in each category for our audience at home?
That's not just a great idea, Ryan, but that's an obligatory part of every awards presentation, and here's how that shit works.
Members of the Shabby Academy are given nominees from which to vote for in each category. Who is the Shabby Academy, you ask? You are, our listeners.
Absolutely. Those votes are done in secret so that no one knows the results until the final tally.
Those votes are then tallied and stored in an extremely large and very shiny stainless steel safe.
That safe is then wrapped in barbed wire and stored 2 miles deep in Ashley Judd's Nasty Lady Cavern right up until the show began.
A mere 15 minutes prior to showtime, that rusty safe was picked up by a hazmat crew and delivered right here to Shabby Road Studio, where a staff of experts are disinfecting it and retrieving the results.
And we now have those results.
We do indeed, my friend. So let's get started.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the 4th annual Shabby Awards presentation begin.
All right, I believe we're going to kick it off with Best Episode Title, AD.
I can hardly wait.
Of course, all of these titles are actual things said on the show, unfortunately.
They are indeed.
Many of them are unfortunate.
Great one-liners, each and every one of them, though, and in their own right, because you could look at each title and just go, what the hell are they talking about?
How did they get to that sentence?
Yep.
So without any further ado, let's find out who are the nominees for Best Episode Title.
The nominees for Best Episode Title are Episode 132, Manhandled in the Panhandle. Episode 147, My Beloved Sweet Horse. Episode 148, A Beboobed Glitter Pope. Episode 123, Hermaphrodite Wrestling. And Episode 117, Stamp Tramps.
Wow, those are appalling.
Mighty, mighty disgusting.
I have the envelope right here, AD, to find out who won. Any favorites in there for you?
You know, they're all dark horses as far as I'm concerned.
Manhandled in the Panhandle was one of my favorites.
That may be one of the clear winners. That may be one of the
okay, and the Shabby goes to Episode 148, A Beboobed Glitter Pope.
A wonderful title, a wonderful title.
38% of the vote.
Well, Ryan, I believe you uttered that phrase. If I'm not mistaken, I believe you go home with the Shabby.
I did, and I believe it was based on your album of what was it, Skyhooks?
Skyhooks.
Yes, that if you see the inner sleeve of that record,
the gatefold is nothing less than I don't know what. But now
tonight's Shabby Awards statuettes are brought to you by your local liquor store.
Oh.
And your choice.
Oh, I see. There's 12
bottles of liquor bottle.
Yes, airplane bottles of liquor.
Oh, this is going to get really bad.
Okay.
Really quickly.
Ooh, is that Jack Daniels?
Yes, it is.
Hey. Oh, I like this show.
This is incentive to win now.
All right. Thank you, Liz.
Oh, shit just got serious here. I mean, congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you. All right. Shall we move on to our next category?
Absolutely, we shall.
What do we got, AD?
Well, next category, Ryan, is Best Impression. As you know, we do pretty bad impressions.
We sure do.
Way too often on this show. Anything from stereotypical offensive banter to, nothing sacred. Ryan, not even ourselves. And I think that's the beauty of that. We're sharing the love.
Mm-hmm. I think some of my favorites are certainly the the effeminate Germans, I believe were nominated last year.
Yes, they were. Well, you know what? They like to come around. They enjoy a party, Ryan. They party, and we're a party.
They do party.
I enjoy, one of my favorites is the stern Japanese businessman.
Oh, yes. Japanese band manager. Yes, he's definitely good. Anytime we go south of the Mason-Dixon line is always fun as
well. Absolutely. Well, you know, you got your chick-chong.
That's right.
So let's see who are the nominees for Best Impression.
And the nominees for Best Impression are Episode 140, Bear as April Lawton.
So April Lawton gave no interviews and refused to discuss her past. And she was rumored to be transsexual. In other words, she was a man, supposedly.
Hello.
April, how long have you been playing guitar?
Well, it's been quite a while now, but I really enjoy it.
Now, do you catch a lot of flack for being just a female guitar player in a male-dominated rock and roll industry?
Well, I'm 6'6", 300 pounds, with size double D breasts. I don't think so.
April Lawton on the show, ladies and gentlemen. What a...
Wow.
From beyond the grave, she passed away, too.
You bet. That's definitely a supergroup now.
Episode 149, Ryan as Paul Stanley giving recipes.
Album. You know, AD, when this album was released, KISS fans welcomed it with open arms and open legs.
Oh, Paul, it's nice to come by and reflect with us.
No problem, AD. Listen, I just posted my Thanksgiving recipe on Twitter. It's a sausage and gumbo sausages.
Oh, I saw your tweet, and yeah. You like exposing your sausage.
I do.
You?
Yeah, the girls love it. They lick it up.
Your sausage and meatball recipe.
Yeah,
that sounds delicious. You should see mine for Brussels sprouts.
Woo!
I put some balsamic vinegar in there, a little bit of wine. You know, life's too short, AD, to drink cheap wine. Anyway, this is my solo album.
Woo.
It's all right.
It is all right.
It's better than all right, AD. It's fantastic.
Paul, thanks for coming by, man.
Yeah,
wow.
Betcha.
That's awesome.
Episode 149, AD as Michael Bolton.
Voice, the big voice yet. I mean, it's there.
It was still a little raspy.
It's a little too raspy. Were you drinking a lot of whiskey?
Yes.
Or were you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it sounds to me that, I mean, the songwriting is a little pedestrian at times, but I feel like there's moments that are great.
Going for the hit.
Always going for the hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you can't find the hit, you get a cover, right?
Right. Yeah.
You would find out.
Rethink it.
Yeah. That's right, Michael. Man, really appreciate you having you on the show. What was it like working with Bruce Kulick?
Who?
He's the guy with the big afro on the back of that album.
Oh, yeah.
And a mustache.
I thought that was Nick St. Nicholas from the...
did you know that he went on to...
I thought that was Goldie McJohn from Steppenwolf.
No, it's Bruce Kulick.
Oh,
he
no
would go
that.
On to play with KISS in the 1980s.
I should have been nicer to him, shouldn't I?
You might. Well, it worked out good for you.
Yeah.
So you were banging a chick from Knott's Landing, huh?
I'd bang anything back then, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep.
And then
check out my point
things
tail.
Ended badly, and then you got you remarried. And the engagement broke off, I'm told.
Yeah, I think that's what they told me that, yeah.
Yeah, but you made a lot of money.
I did.
You made a lot of money in the 90s.
I pissed it away.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
On Rogaine? Or?
Yeah, that and coke. That coke.
Hair transplant. Yeah.
Coke.
I put the coke on my head and I snorted the Rogaine.
Is that where Rogaine came from?
It's cocaine! Like
rug and cocaine mixed together?
Episode 146, AD as Ace Frehley.
Why put it on there, sort of, you know?
Maybe we need another song.
Hey, record that shit. I'll be back in an hour to do my solo. I got some cards to play.
So this album reaches number 27 on the Billboard charts.
Not no too... fucking way.
Ace, it's 27 this week.
Ace, get the fuck out of here.
I'm serious. We're all very excited here at the label. You should go out on tour for it.
I guess I'm gonna now, Coily. Hey, you want to be my bass player?
Sure. I've never played bass before, but I'll do it.
Hey, honey, what are you gonna bring on the road?
Didn't really quick get that, but whatever, Ace, you're awesome.
Well, I'm talking to the girl over there.
Okay.
I'm bringing the liquor.
Yeah. Hi.
Episode 119, AD and Ryan as husband of Airbag.
You know who this is?
It's an eyeball. I don't know who that
is. It's a crying eyeball.
The name of the band is Airbag.
What?
Airbag.
I've got a band called Front Left Fender.
That was already taken, apparently.
Right, yeah.
This is Airbag.
A title search on that.
Airbag. This is Airbag.
Airbag.
That's the name of, that's my nickname. It's my love name for my ex.
Well.
Airbag, make me a grilled fucking cheese.
That's why she's my ex.
Hey, Airbag, you stinking up the bathroom.
Hey, Airbag.
I'm crying.
Lloyd and them going to be here in 5 minutes.
I'm crying.
Get out of the damn bathroom.
Why don't you sweep the bugs off the floor, Airbag?
I'm crying more at this than I was the sad song by Frank.
Yeah, what's sadder?
Reasons why you're single.
Oh. Airbag! Airbag, before you go out, don't forget lottery tickets.
Not the $2 ones, the $1 ones. Jesus, Airbag, do I have to get...
Scratchers, Airbag! Shit!
Could you only
do this for the next half hour?
Really? Let's
Wow, I Ooh. Am in tears.
I am breathless.
This is one of the reasons why I love doing this show, just to reminisce on some of those parts. Oh my God, we're literally crying.
What is laughing. The matter with us?
I don't know.
Seriously, oh what is God. Wrong with us? We're grown
adults. That was some fun stuff, man. I don't know. Oh. Those were all great.
They were good. We got to get Bear back in here.
We yes. do. I miss yeah. Bear. Remember he made that barbecue and stuff?
Oh, some barbecue.
God, yeah, it was insane. So good.
And potatoes. Collard greens.
Yeah. He was hilarious. Oh, yeah. Bear.
We got to get him back in. I'll get a hold of him.
Well,
it's going to be a tough category. So the Shabby, the 2018 Shabby for Best Impression goes to... Episode 119, AD and Ryan as Husband of Airbag.
Yeah.
With a 45% of the vote.
45?
Overwhelming, wow. Absolutely.
Well, AD, I believe you started it, so I think you can accept the award.
Well, I will get up there. And you know what? What the hell is going on in Washington? People, I mean, really, clearly, I'm smarter than you idiots, so I'm going to tell you what to think, okay? Thank you for this very lovely award.
Wow, the producers of this show were not kidding when they banned political speeches on this particular award show.
I guess I... Well, ow.
Well, AD, if you've recovered after that,
I'm feeling a bit better. Yeah.
Good. He's all
woozy.
Right,
little,
folks.
A little woozy.
He's all
Ooh.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
show must go on, people.
A few times this year, AD, we put some episodes together that were very special. Oh, AD, you got to get your bottle of liquor.
Oh.
Actually, I think you both should get it.
That's right.
Bottle for that.
I'm blaming AD for Airbag. What do you want? Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, Fireball, Vodka, Jägermeister for... Oh,
Jäger.
Gross.
I'll go Jaeger.
Oh, shit. Of course you would.
Nice.
Nice.
That's what I would have done.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we've done... sometimes we stray from the usual theme and sort of spice it up a little bit and do a themed episode. There's been several of those throughout the year. And so that's our next category. Which one had the best theme of 2017?
They're always fun. They're always fun.
So, Liz, what are the... Who, what are the nominees for Best Themed Episode Season 4?
The nominees for Best Themed Episode are... Episode 121, the 3rd Annual Shabby Awards. Episode 122, The Great Mom Off. Episode 127, Mikey Palooza. Episode 133, The Return of the Dollar Record Bonanza. Episode 150, The Shabbiest Christmas Ever.
Wow.
Mm.
Those were great shows.
Winners all.
Mikey Palooza was very special,
yes.
Obviously, for us.
Fantastic.
Yes. The Great Mom Off with Judy and Kay.
Yeah, and know what? I must say, we were on our best behavior that day.
We were.
Yeah.
Except for the time when I was telling my mom about the gay bathhouse that Barry Manilow worked in.
Even my mom was shocked, and that's hard to do at this
point. That is.
So, yeah.
And I've always wanted the Shabby Awards to win a Shabby Award. I'm really hoping they won the award show.
If there is a God in any universe, if there's any God in any heaven, it won't happen.
Oh, well, let's see if they're in
God
there.
God almighty.
Let's see who takes the cake here. And the Shabby goes to
Episode 133, Return of the Dollar Record Bonanza.
Wow. That's an upset. It's an upset, it is.
43% of the vote.
Overwhelming.
We got to do that again.
I guess we do.
Let's go to the dollar record bins again, AD.
Well, it's going to happen soon, folks. We hear your voice.
The great Oz has spoken.
Except when you say stop. We won't do that.
Who gets the bottle of booze for that one?
Well, that's, I would give that to Liz.
Yeah, just cause.
Just cause.
I just go ahead and hand you the fireball because that's what you're going to want?
I'll probably pick that one later. I might.
Okay, what do you want? Vodka?
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Mm.
All right,
there you go, Liz.
Mm. Thank you so much.
Okay, AD, what's coming up next?
Well, Ryan, this is a tough one, and it's always humorous because you never know the mood she's going to be in. The category is Best Drop from Sal 5000.
Oh, Sally. We love having Sally around. Of course, we have Hal here tonight. It's so great to have them together.
Brother and sister.
Love is in the air.
Oof, if you're in West Virginia. So.
Well, big shout out to Liz for doing such an awesome job this year. Absolutely. And Ricky's been super busy making records out in L.A. and being – just go ahead and being Ricky,
yeah.
You know, and we love Ricky. That's right. Okay. Yes. We love Ricky, of course.
I love Ricky's new sideburns.
I know.
They look Woody Woodmansey sideburns, man.
Looking good over there.
Cool, yeah.
But Liz has been working hard and is just doing a great job. It's a hard job. Remember, I did it on a recent episode. The one we recorded at my house. It is hard to do.
Yes.
It is very hard. So great job, Liz. So who are the nominees then?
You know, with Sal, too, you never know what type of mood she's going to be in. She might be sassy and hot and frisky, and she might just be cantankerous bitchy.
Right.
And that's half the fun, darn it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. So, Liz, who are the nominees for the Best Drop from Sal 5000?
The nominees for Best Drop are... Guys, I finally made it to New York City. Hey, lady, shut the fuck up.
Guys, I finally made it to New York City!
Lady, shut the fuck up!
I am ready. I am always ready. I have been ready. I am ready.
I am ready! I am always ready! I have been ready! I am ready!
The Great Oz has spoken.
The Great Oz has spoken!
I was strung out on heroin.
I was strung out on heroin.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
I'm Rick James, bitch!
Well, there we are.
Wow.
Wow, lots of great moments there.
Well, great might not be a word we're looking for, but
yeah,
entertaining.
Entertaining.
Nonetheless, yes. And so the Shabby for Best Drop from Sal 5000 goes to... Guys, I finally made it to New York City. Hey,
lady, shut the fuck up!
And now accepting the award for Sal 5000 is Luscious Liz.
My vagina. My vagina is not your garage. It is where I put my things. It is where I park my Mercedes. It is where...
Oh, is she okay?
I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like that, Ryan.
Wow, that I didn't expect that to happen.
I didn't know there were train tracks here.
But she's okay, everybody.
She's Liz, all right. Liz, you're all right there.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the award.
Yeah, just don't do that political stuff. I think apparently
Academy or the Shabby Committee is not going to have
They're pretty strict about it this year.
I thought they were. They're really clamping down.
Well, AD, moving on to our next category, we have somehow managed to talk several people into coming to this shithole to co-host the show with us, and there was a fair amount of guest hosts this season, and we had some great ones.
Champions, each and every one. Brave to begin with.
Brave, first of all.
And a little not that bright to stick around once they got here.
That's
true. I give them credit, I think.
That's true. I mean, the ones that stand out are the audience really loved Bear, so we got to get him back.
Amazing, yeah.
Our moms. Judy and Kay, of course, were big.
That was lightning in a bottle, though, that they, you know, mom happened to be out there and we were able to be in town and do that. So that was kind of nice to be able to just luckily pull that off.
That was an awesome show. Yeah. I love that episode. And then we had Louis Prima Jr. on the show. We had Fizzo from the band, Louis Prima Band. Wow, lots of folks. Steven Seaborg, of course.
Absolutely. And, always mighty Steven
Seaborg. Wow. Well, let's see who made it to the nominees for the best guest host. Liz.
And the nominees for Best Guest are Episode 145, John from the Record Room.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 115, Louis Prima Jr. Episode 119, Steven Seaborg. Episode 122, Adie and Ryan's mothers, Judy and Kay. Episode 124, Jonathan Fizzo Frias. And Episode 150, Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa. Ooh. Santa really needs to get one of these shabbies.
Santa just wants to get one. That's all. That's really Santa's. You know what I mean? And that's
Santa
his M.O.
gets enough.
Ooh. All right. Well, let's see who is going to take home a airplane bottle of liquor this year for Best Guest Host.
Tough competition.
And the shabby goes to... Episode 115, Louis Prima Jr. 45% of the votes.
Overwhelming. Wow, a lot of large
It was a good show.
Runaways, yeah.
It was a good show. He played some great songs. We had some Pat Travers, right? Mm-hmm. We had Crash and Burn from Pat Travers and just general mayhem.
We need to get him back down and do that. That was fun.
I should have brought a bottle of wine.
Yeah, he would like the wine. So Louis will bring, he drinks vodka, so we'll bring
we'll
a vodka to him.
Vodka to him, yeah, absolutely. Congratulations, Louis.
Congrats, Louis. We'll see you. See you in Florida. I'm getting thirsty, AD. I hope I win the next category.
You won't.
No.
If you drink, you're a drunk because of these people. This is the Enabler Award.
Oh, fantastic.
A highly, highly coveted award. This has become a very important award to people I know. I know I was talking to my sister, Cindy, and she's always in the running, and G-Man's always in the running. And I put them on the phone together the other day, and they were talking about punching each other then going drinking.
Wow. So, how Irish of them.
I loved it. I knew they'd get along splendidly. So, Liz, could you please read the nominees for the 2018 Shabby Award Enabler? Wait.
I love it.
I'm trying to get. So, Liz, could you please read the nominees for the 2018 Enabler Award?
For the Enabler Award, we have several names. Thomas Harding, Gary Gilson, Kyle Skarich, Justin Islett, Cindy Adams, Maureen Dugan, Abigail Williams, Arvid Salton, Bobby Babcock, Will Tallman, Gene DX, Craig Smith, Kevin Doyle, Patrick Moroso, Brad Schick, Judd Peterson, Stephen Angulo, Scott Guerin, Glenn Bennett, Steven Seaborg, and Jerry Botkin. And I sincerely apologize if I messed up any of your names.
Well, you probably messed them all up, but that's what we do here.
I can't do names.
Fireball.
I'm not good with names.
Well, this is exciting. That was a long list of friends of the Shab.
Well,
your friends, one and all. We
just
thank
a big
you.
Thank
just
you.
Making us drunk.
A big thank you to all of those who stopped by the website, shabbyroadrecordshow.com, where there's a big frosty mug of beer where you can purchase some beer to fill the fridge. That money goes right into Liz's greedy palms. Mm-hmm. She does three pirouettes, says Punky Meadows five times, and it turns into beer.
Oh, magical dance it is. Well, okay, well, that's quite a list. So, the 2018 Enabler Award goes to... I think Ringo just passed out.
Wake up, Ringo. Come on.
Arvid Salton. Total beers purchased by everyone. 600. Everyone has purchased 670 beers.
Wow.
Collectively, as a team, as a unit. Thank you. Wow. Our liver, thank you.
670.
Congratulations, my friend. We are going to send you a bottle of liquor of your choice via U.S. mail, which I believe is illegal.
Awesome.
Yes.
We're in.
Beautiful.
So we'll get your information. We'll send you our shabby bottle, and you can, well, I would swallow it immediately or put it on your shelf.
Okay.
Ryan, I believe you've got the next award. You're ready to just give that sucker away,
this
aren't you?
This is always the best category. I mean, sure, we've got best mystery box and best song and all that shit, but everybody is waiting to find out what is the best rock star tragedy.
This is a favorite category, Ryan.
So many stories.
So many deaths.
The deaths, the attempted suicides, the fights,
the folly.
All of it.
The bloodshed, the anguish.
It's really what the show is about, AD.
Mm-hmm.
We're living it. We bring vinyl. We love vinyl records. But when you dig deep and get those stories, and you hear all those great stories about the records, this category exemplifies that portion of the show.
Rock and roll is dangerous, people.
It's ugly.
Not to be taken lightly.
No. So, Liz Morgan, will you please tell us who are the nominees for Best Rockstar Tragedy Season 4?
And the nominees are Episode 114, Rodriguez Allegedly Commits Suicide on Stage.
Okay, so here's the story, and I'm not gonna spoiler alert, not necessary. I'm gonna take you up to a certain point in the story, and then we can talk about it without spoiling it. I want your take on this. So, So this guy's huge, right? He doesn't know it, but the money's going somewhere because he's selling like fucking flapjacks. This is like triple platinum. This is as far as like South Africa's scale of whatever. It's platinum. It's selling all these just tons of records, right? The money's going somewhere because these record stores and these radio stations are legitimately selling these records and they're being played. This guy is a superstar. That's like Whitney Houston, but nobody's ever seen her.
Right.
Ever. There's no video of her. There's only one picture that exists. This mythical figure.
Right.
But people are perplexed. So the story goes on, right? So now he's huge. Now these people in South Africa who idolize this guy have never seen him. All of a sudden they hear this story about he's on stage singing a song. Thank you for your time. Now you thank me for mine, blah, blah, blah. Forget it. And he pulls out a gun on stage in front of an audience and blows his fucking brains out.
Mm-hmm.
So now this legend, now he's selling now second record comes out. It's you, right? It's you.
Well, it's hard to make a second record after that happens.
But you know.
Episode 120, Guy from the band Law gets in a fight with John Bonham.
But I will tell you this. I have a great story that features John Bonham.
Excellent.
And Steve Acker, who is the guitarist of the band. And so here's the story. This is a good one. I enjoyed reading this. This is awesome. If you were a famous touring rock band in the 1970s, when you got to Cleveland, not only are you in one of the meccas of American rock and roll, but you stayed at a place called Swingo's Celebrity Hotel. And it's
Swingo's.
Swingo's.
Hence the clown on the cover, I'm
maybe.
Guessing.
Oh, Lord.
Swingo's.
Swingo the clown.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Swingo the clown, oh, boys and girls.
What do I have a room for you?
Do you have any other friends that are girls?
I need friends.
Swingo the.
Oh, my friends are dead.
And Swingo's is actually mentioned in the film Almost Famous.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, as a place to, like, a mecca of partying.
Sure. Like the Riot House, kind of, in L.A.
Right, exactly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. And so
the Edgewater in Seattle.
Ah, there right. You go, Mud Shark. Steve Acker was living there in 1977. I guess they were recording this album, and he didn't have a house to live in. So the manager worked out a deal with the hotel, and he lived there for 3 months. And during that time, he saw tons of celebrities pass through, and in mid-July, a huge band come roaring through the area, and that would be Led Zeppelin.
Damn, Led Zeppelins.
They set up camp at Swingo's, taking up the first two floors of the hotel. They were playing dates in the Midwest and used that hotel as their hub.
Yeah, that's and what we would do. You'd get in between a bunch of cities because you didn't want to have to load your shit out every day.
Yep, and they would fly in and out of Cleveland on their private jet.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one night at the bar at Swingo's, Steve is talking to a groupie chick in the middle of this party.
A prospect, if you will.
Yes. And when in walks a drunken John Bonham. The groupie chick at this point says that John Bonham had made an advance towards her the night before, but she rebuked his efforts, claiming that she was holding out for Jimmy Page.
I'd love to bang you, but I really like to fuck your guitar player. Yeah.
Why does the groupie from Cleveland talk in a British accent?
Because they're fancy whores.
So, but John Bonham sees her and then makes a stumbling beeline to her, knocking people over on the way. He gets up to Steve and groupie and begins to give the stink eye to Steve, right?
The get lost face?
Mm-hmm. And then he reaches up. Apparently, Steve didn't get lost quickly enough. So John Bonham reaches up, takes off Steve's blue glasses, and proceeds to crumple them in his giant calloused hands.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
And Steve was fond of those glasses and gets pretty pissed off about that.
John Bonham's not Ronnie James Dio. He's a very large man.
He's a substantial man. Yes. Yeah.
So, and drunk.
And he's drunker than hell.
Yeah.
And so Steve grabs an ashtray and goes upside Bonham's head with it.
Excellent. Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, he does.
I had not heard this Bonham story.
Security rushes over and tackles Steve. And when the melee was over, Steve demands $500 for his broken glasses, or he's calling the police. And Bonham stays the night in jail. And guess what? No Zeppelin gig tomorrow, right?
Oh. So,
but they refuse. And they're like, fuck you.
Well, Peter Grant walks in, and he's even bigger and meaner and drunker.
So he goes, forget it, go back to the room. He's pissed. He goes to bed. He wakes up the next morning, goes down to the front desk. There is an envelope at the front desk awaiting Steve with five crisp $100 bills inside of it.
All right, Bonzo.
His manager says, you know why you got that? This is Steve's manager. You know why you got that envelope? Well, they finally thought better of it. He thought better of it after I called some friends at the police station and a couple of hulking off-duty cops paid John Bonham a visit in his hotel room last night, said if he didn't pay that $500, they were going to break both of his arms. Well, a little
he
Peter Grant style.
Peter Granted.
Yeah.
Episode 126, Iron Butterfly Bassist Murdered.
Now, two songs are sung by the aforementioned Philip Taylor Kramer.
M.I.A.
Who is M.I.A. So what's the story here with this guy?
Well, first of all, why are they shirtless? There's something about shirtless.
There's a problem. Yeah, with the why.
And we tend to bring all those records in.
Why don't you and why don't
you
and
tend to have them?
Why don't you and Dudley take your shirts off and let's get some pictures?
All right.
Put it on an album. Everyone's doing it.
That was a callback to Different Strokes.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, you wouldn't remember it. Hopefully our 80s friends are getting that. So what's the story here? So after the run with Iron Butter, Philip goes back to school, and he earns a degree in mechanical engineering or something like that, just like his dad, who was a professor in that subject. So after earning his degree, Philip became an aerospace engineer, and he knew how to configure the flight path of the nuclear missile.
Scary.
A computer executive, he developed a revolutionary technology to compress and transmit data. He was involved in compressing video data onto DVDs, I think, in the very early days of that.
Wow.
A student of theoretical physics.
And he's a drummer.
He's a bass player.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I was going to say, write that down, fuckers.
Yes.
Never mind.
No. Come on, a drummer.
That's not going to
Let's be honest. The drummer's not doing
drummer
any of this.
Drummer doesn't have a pen. No.
Mrs. McConaughey, I forgot my pencil. To physics class. Theoretical physics class.
Now this guy.
Make one.
So anyway, he's not even done. So he pursued particles and equations that he believed would someday permit objects to move faster than the speed of light. Warp speed, making possible travel to the stars.
And bending time and time travel itself.
Yeah, he was getting pretty heavy into it. But on February 12th, 1995, he disappeared.
Ooh.
Thank you, Al. He was set to pick up a business associate at an airport. When the associate either ran late or didn't show or something like that.
Or killed him.
Philip began frantic cell phone calls, first to his wife, then to his friend and drummer from Iron Butterfly, Ron Bushy. He called his drummer buddy.
Yeah, what do you do? And he had a van.
The drummer knows.
I need a van.
Someone's got a van. Always call your drummer.
Drag your knuckles down here and bring, give me your van.
We got a body to move.
All right. Good pizza.
The last call he made was to 911. Here is the transcript. Hello, 911. What is your emergency? This is Philip Taylor Kramer. Uh-huh. This is 911. Can I help you, sir? Yes, you can. I'm going to kill myself. And then silence. That's where the tape ended, when it was played on two national TV shows. But it's not the end of the tape. You see, Kramer's family authorized the release of the 911 tape to the news media on one condition, that the next thing he said was not to be aired. Would you like to know the next thing he said that was edited?
Nah. Of course.
Nah. All right, so in my mystery box.
His last words were, quote, "And I want everyone to know O.J. Simpson is innocent. They did it."
Oh, come on.
So his vehicle was recovered years later. Inside of it, skeletal remains that proved to be Philip. The coroner ruled it a suicide. Although these lingering questions persist, first off, his father, who is also a physicist and an engineer, claims that his son once told him that, quote, "A group of people are bothering me, and they won't leave me alone."
The Mennonites.
If I...
The Mormons.
They're horrible.
Okay, you two. My God, any other religions you want to throw under the bus?
Christians.
That's
hello, who else?
Scientology.
Who else is it? Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Liz, you're hammered. So, they won't leave me alone. And if I ever say I'm going to kill myself, don't believe it, end quote. Iron Butterfly's drummer and his buddy, Ron Bushy, says somebody put a gun to his head because he just made a breakthrough in this new technology. Right you are, Ron Bushy, because he told his wife, Philip did, that an equation that he and his father had worked on for 35 years... Well, Philip had tweaked it and solved it. This may be the key to cracking the light speed problem, he says. It could make possible instantaneous transmission of matter and data to any point in the universe. Philip's dad in the interview recites the new equation that they worked on, and he says, quote, "How simple can you get?" And then he puts it in an envelope. He dates it, and he seals it, and says to the interviewer, "Reveal this to no one." The equation that he wrote on the paper was charge squared over 4 pi epsilon zero, the permittivity of free space.
Episode 129, Elliot Smith attempts suicide by running off a cliff.
So he gets a deal with DreamWorks in 98. He releases his first major label record called XO, which is great. Unfortunately, his depression, which has led... to alcoholism and now has led to further drug use. He's on antidepressants and this cocktail of chemicals is making him a little bit unstable at this time. He tries to commit suicide by running off of a cliff.
So gravity didn't do...
He landed on a tree.
So gravity didn't do its bit?
No.
Which one of them fucked up?
He landed in a tree. I guess.
Ouch.
So, we shouldn't make light of poor Elliot. But despite all this, the album XO and its follow-up Figure 8, which is what I brought here tonight, Figure 8, are great successes both musically and critically.
Episode 132, Rick James abducts and beats a record executive for 20 hours.
So, in 1991, during a week-long cocaine binge...
Cocaine!
He and future wife Tanya were accused of holding 24-year-old Frances Alley hostage for something like 6 days, tying her up, forcing her to perform sexual acts, and burning her legs and abdomen with the business end of a crack pipe.
Yep. Wow.
You didn't know about that?
No. Yeah, that was crazy shit, man.
He went to, that was all over the news and everything.
Yeah.
In 1993, while out on bail for that incident,
awesome.
Rick James, under the influence of cocaine, assaulted music executive Mary Sager at the St. James Hotel in West Hollywood, and Mary claims that she met James and Tanya again for a business meeting, but said the two then kidnapped her and beat her for 20 hours.
I want to get high and beat up. I want to get high and beat some chick up. Come on, Tanya.
I'm going to say,
all right, Rick.
If Rick James, if it's the early 90s and you have a meeting with Rick James and his wife, Tanya.
Don't go alone.
Don't go.
Skip that meeting.
Don't go.
Episode 138, ill-tempered guru Father Yod dies while attempting to hang glide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm Father Yod, and I'm going to go vacationing in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So Father Yod decided to try his hand at hang gliding for the first time. And he jumped off a 1,300-foot cliff in Oahu because why?
Because you can.
I'm Father Yod.
Because I'm,
He crash-landed on the beach, which didn't kill him initially, but he was unable to move. He laid there for 9 hours and passed away.
Oh.
Too soon. Sorry.
Wait, nobody was around? He did, like, nobody, like, was tracking him and going, all right, where's this going to end up?
Where were his wives?
None.
I'm not sure. Was there an actual hang glider found?
I don't know. Well, maybe he was trying to fly. He was so full of his own.
Maybe somebody gave him a good swift
Elvis
kick.
Cape. He thought he could fly.
He had that Elvis cape. I think that wasn't even a hang glider. It was the Elvis cape.
Episode 140. Female guitar hero April Lawton rumored to be a man.
So the rumors about her indeed being a man, baby.
She is not a man. She's cute.
I don't think she's a man
at
all.
That's not a man. Dude.
Well.
Is that a man to you?
Yeah, Bear's looking at her picture. She's really cute.
Hell no.
That's not a dude.
That is not a dude.
That is all woman.
Yeah.
If that's a dude, I am now gay. I am certified.
Yeah. Certified gay.
Yeah, I'm jumping over to the other side, too.
She is beautiful. Yeah.
So the rumors are confirmed by her friend, Fanny guitarist June Millington. In a 2010 interview. Yeah. Jane's like, oh, yeah, she was a dude. And then I'm not sure where this guy would have any authority, but singer Dee Schneider from Twisted Sister claims that April Lawton was still a man while in the band Johnny Maestro and the Brooklyn Bridge.
Wait a minute.
So Dee Schneider, yeah.
So
80s word.
April Lawton played with Johnny Maestro.
Yeah. Whose big hit was
Under what name?
AD, your face is red, AD.
I know.
I'm having a hard time with this because that is not a dude.
It's the worst that
Let me
can
see.
Happen.
Hit it, bud. No.
Yeah, show Liz the picture of April.
So what name was she going under then?
I don't know the name that she would have been gone.
Well, who's the guitar player for Johnny Maestro?
I know. I got to look it up. What? Maybe it's something Lawton.
That can't be.
I know. Well, the guitarist, the aforementioned Mike Panera, Iron Butterfly guy, he threw his 10 cents in to this whole discussion in a statement in Guitar Player magazine. He goes, quote, "I can attest to her being a woman.
Because I saw her penis.
When I asked her... When I asked her about the rumors, she took my hand and gave me a first base account." So breast, I guess. I would assume.
Yeah, you can get breasts now, though.
But in the early 70s?
Oh, okay.
Maybe not. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe
well, third base, that's the, you know, that's, yeah, the, that's you the telltale
First
base.
Base account would just be a kiss on the cheek, right?
Possibly.
Second base is getting a little hand under the shirt.
Boobies,
yeah.
We're talking third base where you need to go.
Exactly.
Oh, you need to get on third base to really clarify
right.
What's...
I mean, I got A cups.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to give Bear a first base account?
Don't get me started. Mine are double C's. For chocolate.
Oh, man. Well, so many stories there.
Oh, man.
Great, great stories.
Tragic.
One after the next.
Why are we laughing? I mean, tragic. Wow. Horrible.
Wow. Okay, well, which of those great stories is going to take home the coveted Shabby Award this year? All right, and the Shabby goes to episode 120. Dude from the band Law gets in a fight with John Bonham.
Hey. Well, I believe, Ryan, that's your Shabby Award.
This administration is an outrage. I mean, if they really believe that we can't use shelter puppies to feed the poor. No, oh, fuck. My spleen is hanging out.
Well, Ryan, you okay? Are you all right?
Thank you, Shabby Academy. This is a night I'll never forget.
Ryan, you're all right. You're going to be okay.
I'm fine. I'll shake it off. I'll walk it off.
Oh, they're not kidding about that, man. I'm sorry. I'm still bleeding a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess, you know what?
That's right. Yeah, it's hurt. It's hurting.
No more politics at the award shows, I guess, huh?
I guess not. I mean, they are really strict this year.
Cracking down.
I'm coming nude next year. Not wearing a color or anything.
Well, right on. Everybody,
and I'll help myself to another bottle of Shabby Award.
Fantastic trophy. Trophy.
Yes, these trophies are the best.
Trophies are the best. You're awesome.
The Stanley Cup is who drank my beer?
Am I the only one that's shirtless right now? Come on. Fucking squares.
Squares. Oh, seven.
In a ceremony held earlier tonight, the Rant of the Year award was given to episode 125, Power Hose, Ryan and AD versus Fake Foreigner.
Also in Hurricane is the singer Kelly Hansen, who is best known now as the singer of Foreigner.
Oh, no, right.
not that Hansen. Bob. That's Hansen, brother. Yeah. No, he's Kelly Hansen from Foreigner now. He's the lead singer. Took
Didn't
over for
him?
Lou Gramm. We did
Wasn't
see
that
him.
The guy we saw?
That's him. We didn't see one original member that night. We
not
saw
a
Foreigner.
One of them.
That's kind of messed up. I'm not on board with
not
that.
One,
I don't know.
Not a one not Foreigner. One.
Our listeners.
Not one. Well, Mick Jones.
Not even one.
Mick Jones was supposedly in the band, but he was sick that night. But still, you got a drummer, you got two guitar players, you got a keyboard player or two, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Right? And then you got your lead singer guy. So that's like six dudes, just six Foreigners.
Nobody on that stage played Jukebox Hero.
Not one of them.
On
not
the
a
record,
one.
Not
and Mick
one.
Jones, even if he had been there, he's still, okay, one out of five guys, and he's calling himself Foreigner. And then he was sick, and it's like,
we were so angry.
He's watching these dudes play Foreigner songs.
I don't get it. I don't know. Audiences, you gotta stop accepting that.
They were eating it up, and I'm like, no. I just wanted to get up and grab his mic.
You know
stop
what you should do?
And just admonish the audience. You can't, no, no.
Admonish the audience.
You paid for Foreigner. Because you're getting.
Okay, instead of going to see Foreigner and to hear these hacks, freaking, I mean, they were a great band. They're a great band. But that's
they
not
were
the dudes.
Good, they're right.
It's not the dudes.
I could get a band together and play the fuck out of All Right Now. I mean, dude, right? Are we free? Are we fucking free?
No. Well,
no.
Wouldn't it be better if you would go
Rick
see.
Ricky knows fucking what, Sweet Child of Mine? Let's go. Let's rock. Do that now. We can fucking do that right now.
Well, everyone within the sound of my voice, go see Imperial State Electric.
Right.
And find a new band that you dig.
A real band.
Foreigner's over.
Right.
It's over now.
Please. Please.
For God's sake. Okay. Let's talk about Kevin DeBrow. What's next?
We're getting serious here. We're getting down to what they call the old brass tacks here, you guys.
Ah.
Up next is the category Best Mystery Box. Liz, will you please?
Wow.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you, there are, I mean, the mystery box itself, best song, I mean, but as a package, I mean, some people would say that may be one of the most important awards because that's pure entertainment.
That
from
is
your half of the entire show, the black side or the red side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You
that
come,
is either you or me putting together three records that were just tremendous.
Like the box. Like, I'm going to show you this time, Mr. McKay.
Yeah.
What's going on.
There's
Bob.
Some strong boxes in there.
Well, thank you.
Box at you.
Yeah. Maybe, maybe a good scrubbing will fix that. But anyway, Liz, if you could read the nominees for Best Mystery Box.
And the nominees are Ryan, Episode 117, Ozzy, Judas Priest, and Queensryche.
Metal.
Ooh.
Ryan, Episode 149, Blackjack, Gary Moore, Vandenberg. Ryan, Episode 133, Dollar Records, Jay Giles, Laughing Dogs, and Pat Travers.
That's a good one. That's a good dollar record.
Yeah,
man.
You kidding?
AD, Episode 127, Mikey Palooza, Blue Oyster Cult, Good Rats, and Glenn Campbell.
Oh, that was a good one.
Crybaby list.
AD, Episode 141, Imperial State Electric, Billie Holiday, and Heavy Metal Kids.
Damn.
AD, Episode 147, Fratellis, Wasp, and Degeneration.
Whoa. Ooh,
I don't even know if I should open this, Ryan.
Oh, my.
Some things are better left a mystery, aren't they?
All right, three and three.
But not this. Here we go. This is a good one.
Okay.
All right, so the winner for the 2018 Shabby for Best Mystery Box is... Ryan McKay, Episode 149, Blackjack, Gary Moore, and Vandenberg. Yeah. My goodness, Ryan, that was an upset.
That was an upset. I would have picked, and I think I voted for one of yours. Wow.
I think I did, too.
Wow, that's a... What an honor. Thank you, Shabby Academy, for voting for those three records, which none of them are really good, to be honest with you.
But you picked the right songs... From the right albums.
And those records.
And put them together at the right time.
They are rare and they are pretty cool. It's just not, it's sort of off the beaten path. That Vandenberg, that, you know, the back picture with the drummer in the white pants. I think people remember that.
And yeah.
Your, of course, Michael Bolton impression during the Blackjack segment. Right. And all things Gary Moore, the drinking and right, the boozing it
Gary
up.
Gary Moore's always fun. Alcoholism is always fun.
That's true.
As sadly, Ryan eyes which award he's going to pick.
Speaking of that, I'm going to go over here and get some Jim Beam fuckers.
Jim Beam fuckers. The new Jim Beam.
The new Jim Beam.
All right. Well, congratulations,
well,
Ryan.
Thank you.
So, it's time for a new category. That's wow, the shabbies are piling up and the liquors are cheering us on.
That's right, AD. This is a very special award, of course. This is Best Song. Which one of us brought the Song of the Year, Season 4, 2017, from January to December? All of the records that were played, all of the songs that were played. Who is it? Who brought the best?
Tough one.
So many great
for,
songs.
Man. Tough one to vote for. I looked at that list and I'm going, yeah, that one. And I go, but that one's good too. And just go, you know, I wish I could vote for them all, but you can't.
No,
it's not the way it works.
No. Well, let's see who were selected as the nominees for best song.
And the nominees are Ryan, Blularius by Carmen, Ryan, September Girls by Big Star. Ryan, Everything Means Nothing to Me by Elliott Smith. AD, Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday. AD, Jeannie Nitro by the Fratellis. AD, Hungry Love by Horisont.
Whoa. Ooh. That's a tough category. Surprisingly, Pac-Man Fever didn't make that list.
You know what? That is a
shameful
monster. You know the bridge.
That's a real
that?
Bad omission. I think the Academy.
Catchy.
I can't believe that.
Bridge brings me to tears every time.
What
every
does?
Time.
What
the
does?
Bridge?
Oh,
the bridge in
Pac-Man
that song.
Fever.
Yeah.
Actually, it was Do the Donkey Kong was played.
Oh. But you know the tragedy. I don't know if people know the tragedy in back of that song, but a well crafted song nonetheless, and it's a tearjerker.
It's a masterpiece.
It's a joyous celebration all in one.
A masterstroke.
Yeah, well, it's amazing.
Of brilliant video game
But it's not on the list, and that's too bad I can't win.
No, but there's plenty of great songs on that list. I mean, the Fratelli's great. Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit. Mm-hmm. What a, amazing, I mean, the history of that song. And my Elliott Smith, I thought that song was brilliant.
Great song.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow, we're good at this. We play good songs.
We do. All right. And The Shabby goes too. A.D. Adams brought Genie Nitro by the Fratelli.
Genie Nitro. Well, all right.
Great song, man.
Great album. Great album that Fratelli. That's the We Need Medicine album, I believe that's off of. Yes. So I think I'll go get my trophy and booze up a little.
You should.
Ooh, I might even pour some.
How did you get that record?
Chest.
Is that a record you bought, Sight Unseen, or is it Mott Collection?
Nope.
Steven Seaborg?
No, I found that used. And it was tremendous.
I found you used.
Well, I've been used before.
So I think we should spin it, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
It's the song of the year. Let's celebrate. AD's going to booze up, and we're going to listen to the Fratellis.
All right.
What you picking, AD?
Oh, God, there's such a selection over there. I don't know. Let me stagger over there and see what we got.
There's vodka left, and there's Jägermeister
there's
again.
There's another Jägermeister.
Did you drink that Jägermeister yet?
What's this Admiral Nelson? Is
a spiced rum, I believe.
Is that the generic Captain Morgan?
Yes, it is. That is the generic Admiral? Captain Morgan.
Admiral Nelson.
Admiral Nelson. That might be my new... I'm picking that. I hope I win again.
That sounds like a gay sex move.
Admiral Nelson, yes. It's sort of like the half Nelson, but with a ball sack involved.
I gave him a
booze
Admiral
for cheesy awards.
I'm going to give you an Admiral Nelson. He says that's like a noogie, except in a bad noogie.
Ew.
All right. Noogie. Well, wow. I'm flattered. I'm honored. And Fratelli's, man, what a great record. No, actually, G-Man actually bought me that record. To be honest.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's right. Then I ended up giving it to Barry because he liked it so much.
Nice.
And now I got to get it again. But yeah, it's a phenomenal record. If you see it, I think it's our best record. Other people might disagree, but I think it's a powerful, powerful, just a pop and rock and roll record. And it feels good. It's a good feeling record. Every damn song on it. So what do you say we play some Genie Nitro?
We will. Let's drop the needle on that bad boy.
We'll be right back.
Wow, what a song.
I fucking love that song.
Hook.
I love
gets
that
stuck in your head.
Dude, right?
The hook.
And it's kind of like, Gina, I mean, it's not that, it's like, hey, guys, I wrote a song, you know, and it'd be like, whatever. But how they pull it off, that isn't that the trick of a good song? It's simple, and you go, a fourth grader could have written it.
Right.
And it's just a simple structure, and just, but what's the cool factor?
Right.
What is that? I don't know, but that song is.
And it's the song of the year, rightfully so.
Absolutely.
Rightfully so.
And I'm drunk because of it.
What'd you get, the Admiral?
I got me some Admiral Nelson.
Oh, God. All right. Well, the big, big, big category everybody's been waiting for, episode of the year, is just around the corner. But before we get to that, let's do a little break for our sponsor.
Commercial break. Does it make us whores? It makes us entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs.
Once upon a midnight heaping, while humble pie was 4 day creeping, over many a quaint and curious copy of Kiss the Elder Lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as if someone gently rapping on my masturbatorium door. What shall I place my name upon? What shall make the masses sing? What surfaces are printable? Quote Dave Byron, anything. Name on anything.com. Anything. How fucking cool is that?
Fucking cool,
whoa,
if you ask me.
Great job nice. There. Ooh,
that was intense,
what a
man.
Brilliant reading.
Ooh, chills. I got chills.
I think Ricky has a future in Shakespearean acting.
He's quite the thespian.
Really?
I'd like quite to. Yeah, yeah, I'd like to hear you do Hamlet.
Say Doth.
Doth.
Fuck, look at that. Right?
Doth.
Sweet.
Right?
Oh, God.
So.
This is it. The moment of truth, AD. Season 4, episode of the year.
I'm trembling, and I can't wait to give this award away to someone, to something. I just can't wait for this thing to be done.
We're all winners. I think it's for all of us. Liz, AD, Ricky.
Sal.
Me. Everybody listening. Sal, Hal. Yep. Everyone out there, this is for all of us.
What a batch of batch of fun.
Yes.
What a barrel of monkeys.
There is a lot of fun in all of, packed in all of these. The fudge is packed in all of these.
It's a noogie from your favorite uncle, this show.
Wait a minute, uncle. Grandma might have been more wholesome.
Oh,
uncle,
no, uncle Lenny could go. Uncle Lenny could do a noogie. Are you kidding?
Oh, bad noogie.
Okay.
Bad noogie.
Bad noogie.
You're bad noogie. Yeah, no.
So, Liz, what are the who? What are the what are the? Is it what? Yeah. What?
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 What are the nominees for episode of the year?
The nominees are episode 143, Nipple Chimp Clamp.
Nipple Chimps.
That's my new band.
Nipple Chimps. Nipple Chimps is totally my band.
The nominees are episode 143, Nipple Clamps. Episode 127, Mikey Palooza. Episode 122, The Great Mom Off. Episode 132, Manhandled into Panhandle. Episode 135, Mud Wrestle for the Crown. And episode 149, Iguana Cold Cut Sandwich.
That's a good title.
That's a pretty good title.
It is indeed. Wow. The competition is stiff.
It is. Yeah. Great Mom Off. Mikey Palooza are the two standouts for me. Yep. And Manhandled in the Panhandle.
Always good.
Oh, that was a good one. Iguana Cold Cut Sandwich, actually.
Yeah, that was good.
Was good. Is that the one after the bug bomb when we came back?
It was immediately after that, I do believe. First episode back, if I'm not mistaken, or second.
Yeah. So many great episodes.
The fresh and new Chevy Road.
Yes. It's not so fresh anymore. We've lived in it for a couple of days now.
Yeah, it smells like Jim Beam, at least over here for some reason.
Yeah, it smells like Uncle Nelson over here. Or Admiral Nelson.
Nelson.
Yeah. Your neighbor Nelson. It's called your neighbor Nelson liquor. It's in a bottle. So anyway,
just open the fucking envelope.
The winner is for the 2018 Shabby Road Record Show episode of the year. The winner is uh,
episode 149, Iguana Cold Cut Sandwich.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. What a night, AD.
What a night. What? A night?
What an episode. A shabby award-winning episode.
Yeah.
Iguana Cold Cut Sandwich.
We all get liquor for that.
It's amazing we do these awards.
Well, we should, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm in.
I still haven't had my second one yet.
Oh, you need to have Nelson.
You need to catch up.
I do not want any part of your Admiral Nelson.
Yo-ho-ho, sailor boy. Have an Admiral Nelson.
Hey, sailor.
Oh.
Well, thank you guys very much for hanging out with us here. All the shabby awards have all been given out, and some dreams have truly come true this evening.
You know, that's true, Ryan, and other dreams have been shattered, like ours, for instance, wondering how we keep getting shanghaied into doing this every year. But it looks like our job here is done, eh?
Just want to take another opportunity to thank Luscious Liz Morgan.
Yes, bravo, beautiful.
And Tricky Ricky Serrano.
Yes, bravo, beautiful.
For working their magic and providing their production expertise this evening.
Yes, and thanks to our own electronic Sonny and Cher, the cantankerous old sod Hal 5000, his skanky sister, Sal 5000. Thank you both.
Right you are, A.D. Adams. So the only thing left to do now is to call the fire department to get us out of here, you know, since Big Evelyn, the happiest half acre in Sunny Slope, she's passed out and she's blocking our front door again.
Oh, Big Evelyn. Well, we'd like to thank you all for attending the 4th Annual Shabby Awards. What the fuck were you thinking?
And to all of you listening, a very sincere thank you from all of us here at the Shabby Road Record Show. Without you, I mean, we're just yapping to nobody. So until next time, he over there, he is A.D. Adams.
And that guy there, that's Ryan McKay. Good night, everybody.
All right. Yeah, that was
amazing.
What a night.
That's great, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. Congratulations.
You still
owe me like $20.
I'm going to go.
There's still Jägermeister.
Sheriff fell again.
Oh, Sheriff fell.
She fell on all the liquor.